Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, we're back here at Gamertag Radio, and we have another hands-on impressions. Could you be played it? Oh, hands-on. Yeah. All right. We have a lot of games here. That's why I'm making sure we're doing it good. All right, so this is your host, Danny Peñoso. Joining me once again, Paris Lee. What's up, Paris?
What's going on, man? A little under the weather. Got the con crud, but let's power through this. Get it done.
Yes. So, hands-on, Fable. I'm jealous. I tried so many different ways to see if I could get an appointment for this. It was really hard because, and I heard this from behind the scenes, it was booked right away. Completely booked. So, like, there was no opening appointments for that game because a lot of people are still curious and wondering how this game is going to be playable and all that stuff. So you got to play Paris. How long was this session? And let's go from there.
It was an hour session. I feel like we got about 45 minutes of actual play time, and then we did like Q&A. Like right after, but played about 45 minutes of Fable, and it was specifically tailored for combat. So we actually got to do combat. They took us through a scenario where we like went through this mine, and at the end of the mine, there's a boss at the end that you have to take out, and that ends that demo. So I actually did it twice during my session. So I played it initially on the default difficulty, and then when I was done, the person there from Playground Games was like, hey, if you want to run through it again, we can up the difficulty. So you up the difficulty to legendary, which was not the highest difficulty. It was the next highest difficulty. So think like Halo. Think it was like I played on heroic, and you still had the higher legendary difficulty above that. But anyways, went through it a second time. You know, it definitely was more difficult, but at that point I now understood the controls, the game mechanics of combat. So I was still able to get through it. I got almost to the boss, and then we ran out of time and did the Q&A. But the combat was pretty intuitive. You know, I mean, got to play with a sword, got to play with range weapons. You get to use various spells as well. And it was good. Like you're fighting these like skeleton enemies that you would take the skeleton out, but then there was like almost like a spirit, like a ghoul that would spawn out of that. And then you have to take those out too. And then there was a mini boss that you fought, and then the actual boss at the very end, which was like a ghoul character that had a lantern as a head. And if you had the ranged weapon, you could take out the lantern, like take the light out, and then he would fall down and you could fight him, you know, with like your melee weapon up close range as well. But it was good. I mean, the combat was more than sufficient. I mean, it didn't feel clunky at all. Felt solid. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. If anything, I wanted to play more. You know what I mean? When the time was up.
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, I seen, and you know, the internet is always going to come up with, you know, feedback, whatever. But some people were like, oh, the fighting looks clunky. I didn't see it that way. Did you? Because you actually played it. You know, I only got to see videos.
Ironically enough, I have not seen that video they put out. Because remember, Greenberg told us that was a thing we could have went into the theater to see, and then they made it public.
Yeah.
I've still not seen it. I've never seen it. So I don't know what they showed to the public versus what I played. I know what I played, and what I played, it was fine. Like I said, I don't know anyone that actually played Fable that walked away from it and didn't feel good about it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I did not see that combat video. So I don't know where those comments are coming from that it was clunky.
Yeah. Now, my other question, did he have the freedom to walk around a lot, or it was just straight to combat right away?
It was pretty much straight to combat right away. There, like I said, it was, I mean, essentially it was linear because you were starting outside of the mine, outside of the cave, and then there'll be some enemies that'll spawn. You'll fight those almost like a tutorial. And then once you go in there, it's like a straight path. There wasn't like branchy paths or anything inside the cave, mine, or whatever you're calling it. And then you come out of that and then you fight the boss.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering, and to me, I know there was some interviews that a couple of media outlets picked up that this game is a certain amount of hours, like the main campaign. If you want to make it longer, you have to do like side stuff. I don't remember any Fable game being super long. And it's always been a very short, not very short, but like a good 20 hours experience, something like that, right? I think it was like that too with Avowed, you know, with Obsidian's game and everything. I'm okay with it because look, we in the last recording we talked about there's too many games, it's too long. You know, I think for us with the things that we do, You know, I think this is a good solid experience to have like this amount of time, you know, 20 hours. But you have the option to do other stuff if you really want to go deep and do more. You know what I'm saying? So what are your thoughts about that? Like, you know, the game being, you know, supposedly being 20 hours or so, depending on your the way how you play.
Well, my thought was the people that were complaining about that clearly have never played Fable before because... Yeah, 15 to 20 hours for the main campaign sounds about right. You're going to get the if you're playing Fable, when you're playing Fable, the fun in Fable is doing all the side stuff, doing all the various romances that you could potentially do, buying up real estate and all that. So when you couple all that in, I mean, you're still looking at a 40 to 50 hour experience, in my personal opinion, unless you just want to rush and just get to the ending of the main story. So it's what you make of it. And that was how it was in the previous Fables anyway. So I don't see the issue. I personally, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, same here. Same here. How was the? Did you get to talk to anybody in the game? Anybody or like picking choices or anything like that? Or was just, I know you said the combat and that's it.
And I'm blanking on the name. There's the character that you see in one of the early trailers. He's kind of your guide and does the tutorial at the beginning, and then after that, you're kind of on your own. But that was it. No, you don't make any choices or anything, dialogue choices as far as that goes. You're literally going right into combat. That was the point in the demo.
Yeah, yeah. I know this is coming out next year. February. Do you feel like it? February. Do you feel like it needs any more polish? I know it got delayed a couple times. Do you feel that the game looks like it's ready?
It looks like it's ready to me, and I don't want to try and exact quote it because I could be a little off here, but I'm pretty sure I read something about the initial target was this October, and then they decided to delay it, and they were saying, well, they didn't do it because of GTA and all that, but they feel very confident about the game and all that, and from what I saw at Summer Game Fest and then what I played at Gamescom, it seems ready. Visually, like I got to see it the first time running on a Series X. Looked great. This time we played on PC. Look great, played great. So they seem ready. I think by the time we get to February, they should be good.
I know we played multiple Fable games in the past. Does this feel, and this is my last question, does this feel like a Fable game? Because it's a totally different studio working on and everything too.
Yeah, it does. It does. And that's also part of my optimism is it's Playground Games. I get it. It's not Forza or Forza Horizon. But it's Playground Games, and they make pretty good games, you know, from last time I checked. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt going in. So I feel pretty good about it going in. And again, from what I've seen and what I played, it looks good. It looks good. It definitely looks like it's a Fable game, which is the whole point. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to it coming out in February.
All right. Well, thanks, Paris, for your hands-on impressions. Until next time, everyone, we're out.